This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping vowing to ramp up reforms of the country's military. Xi Jinping, also the chair of the Central Military Commission, making the pledge at a top military leadership meeting on Thursday in Beijing, says the reforms should be aimed at the military command system, president urging the reforms to be finished before 2020. Also says the leadership of the Communist Party of China must be maintained over the military. Chinese authorities announcing a 300,000 personnel cut to the military when marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II in September. Chinese government has announced a new plan to increase investment in Africa. Among the plans, the Chinese side promising to purchase more non-resource-based products from countries on the continent. At the same time, the Chinese side is promising African countries more low-interest loans and more financing cooperation. China's main import from Africa is primarily commodities, particularly natural resources. China's Vice Minister of Commerce, in announcing the new plans, says Chinese authorities have been debating for around a year what's going to be in their package of cooperation proposals to be put forward at the forthcoming Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in South Africa next week. President Xi Jinping set to travel to Johannesburg to chair that forum. Chinese authorities have confirmed they've started negotiations with Djibouti's government for the construction of a military base in the country. A spokesperson for the foreign ministry says the base will be used to provide supplies for Chinese warships on escort missions in the Gulf of Aden. It will be China's first military facility in Africa. More than 60 Chinese naval vessels have been sent to the waters off Somalia since China joined the international escort in the area 7 years ago. Djibouti is located in the Horn of Africa, bordering Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia. Also faces the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden to the east. China using a port in Djibouti some 3 years ago when it withdrew its citizens from the conflict in Yemen. Russia has reportedly deployed its S-400 anti-aircraft missile system at its airbase in Syria. Follows the downing of a Russian warplane by Turkey on Tuesday. S-400 anti-aircraft missile system is capable of hitting an airborne target at a distance of up to 400 kilometers away, which means any missile fired from the Russian airbase outside the city of Latakia could easily penetrate Turkish airspace. Concerns have also been raised the anti-aircraft missiles could end up targeting U.S.-led coalition bombers. However, U.S. officials are downplaying that concern. The U.S. side does say the decision to deploy the anti-aircraft system in Syria is complicating the situation, noting the Islamic State does not have fighter jets. Helicopter crash in Russia has left some 10 people dead. The helicopter, with 25 people on board, went down in a remote region inside the Arctic Circle in the central Krasnoyarsk region of Russia. The 15 survivors have been hospitalized with unspecified injuries. The helicopter went down next to a riverbank just after taking off from a regional airport. It's believed the helicopter was transporting workers to an oil field when it went down. So far, it's unclear at this point what caused the helicopter to crash. Security has been tightened in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, where Pope Francis is paying a 3-day visit. Around 10,000 additional security officers have been mobilized in Nairobi for the visit. Thousands of Kenyans flocking to the University of Nairobi to attend a mass officiated by the Pope. Security has been tight in Kenya amid a string of attacks by Somali-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab. State funeral has taken place in South Korea for former President Kim Il-sung. The procession cut across downtown Seoul on Thursday afternoon to the National Assembly, where a funeral ceremony was held for the one-term president. Conspicuously absent from the funeral was current president Park Geun-hye. It's being reported Park did make a trip to the hospital to pay tribute to Kim Il-sung and meet with his family earlier in the day on Thursday. However, she was not at the ceremony at the National Assembly, with her office claiming she was suffering from a severe cold. Kim Il-sung is credited with helping bring an end to the military dictatorship of Park's father, Park Chung-hee. Kim Il-sung passed away earlier this week in hospital from heart failure. He was 87. U.S. President Barack Obama pardoning the national turkey. In the 68-year-old tradition to celebrate Thanksgiving Day, he declared freedom for a turkey named Abe. Turkey is traditionally eaten on Thanksgiving Day in the United States, which falls on the last Thursday in November. It's held as a festival to express gratitude for the harvest and the year that has just passed. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.